Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Oh my goodness. Welcome everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I have been so looking forward to doing today's show. I have to tell you, you are going to be on the edge of your seat tonight. A couple of years ago, I got to meet an incredible woman. And one of the things I know is sometimes we bump up against people. We're not really sure why we've met them, how we've met them, or what the way our lives will become intertwined. Well, I want to tell you that I am so in awe of meeting Dr. Carmen Hara. As a matter of fact, she's my very special guest today. Dr. Carmen is one of the most sought after people on this planet when it comes to understanding what's happening in the universe, and more importantly, understanding what's happening in our own personal universes. Dr. Carmen Hara is a certified hypnotherapist, astrologer, numerologist, and much more. She has been on Today, Fox News, many other television shows, Good Day New York. She's been on the Dr. Pat Show, and she has created an incredible opening. Her book, and I want to tell you, you're going to hear a lot about it tonight, The 11 Eternal Principles, Assessing the Divine Within, is a phenomenal book. But more importantly, she's been hailed as one of the great psychics of our time, a veritable karmic counselor. Her gifts have enabled her to help presidents, first ladies, Wall Street executives, royalty, Hollywood celebrities, and radio show hosts, by the way. She has predicted the collapse of the Soviet Union, Kennedy's death, you name it. This is something that is beyond incredible. Haven't even opened up the phone lines yet, Dr. Carmen, and we are getting calls into the show. I want to welcome you to the show. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we are going to heat it up here.
I miss you, Dr. Pat. You're my best friend. I remember when you called me after I was on The View. Yeah. You are wonderful. You are doing such an amazing work to help everybody, and you are so brilliant, and I just adore you, and I'm very grateful to be on your show.
Well, I am so absolutely amazed and jazzed. Our listeners already know that you're going to be on the show, and so I haven't even given out the phone lines yet, and we have callers waiting, and so I want to make sure we get them on. But for those of you that haven't had a chance to call in yet, please do. 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And we have Michelle on the line. We'll be getting her in a minute. But before we do, I have to ask you, Dr. Carmen, it has been such an incredible journey to watch all that you've done. And believe me, the book that you have written is amazing. What is it that calls you to keep doing what you're doing and even raise the bar on your own level of consciousness?
Because I think that the world is changing and we're going through a monumental transformation of the human consciousness. Because I believe what you believe, that our mind is omnipresent and our mind is everywhere beyond space and time. And because we're going through this changes, all these changes in the world, we need to be together. We need to understand the way the universe works more than ever, you know. We need to understand that this universe is governed by the divine, by some amazing laws, now not by our man-made laws. So, and also we need to understand how significant it is in a time of crisis to understand that chaos will be followed by progress, and that the mind has the ability to see beyond this, and that we should all use this ability of the mind to anticipate where we're going from here, you know? Because everybody is, probably, you know, like you and everybody around, everybody in your life, all your callers are questioning what's happening with the economy, what's happening in with the stock market, what's happening with this tornadoes, hurricanes, volcanoes. Where are we going from here? And most likely, what is this 2012 all about? So people are confused, and when you know when there's confusion, there's a lot of fear, all these negative emotions, and you know better than anybody what those emotions will do to people. So I am trying to raise the level of consciousness, show people how together we are, we're in the same boat, what happens to me affects you, what happens to me happens to everybody, so that our mind is plugged, as I said, into the collective mind of the planet, and that we will have choices at this point in time. The choice will be to wake up in time to turn the ship around before it hits the iceberg, or to choose to allow all these things to happen without preventing them, without doing anything about it. So I'm one of those people that I believe we can do something, and I'm writing this book hoping that people are going to listen, people will raise their awareness, and we will come together and finally, you know, break through this time and reach the next world, the world that is coming, that is so much better than this world. So you know, I predicted all these hurricanes at the end of last year. Yeah. I actually was on Fox on January 8th, and I said, we will have a hurricane right away. 3 days later, we had the hurricane in Haiti. I even said the magnitude. And I'm convinced that all of us, we knew that. We knew that this is happening, and we also know that a lot of them are about to happen. How can we prevent? What can we do about it? I think we should definitely do something to work together to be prepared for the changes that are about to happen, because there's so many of them, and they're so powerful, and they come in so unexpectedly, but they plan to happen. And so in the next 1 year and 10 months, in almost 2 years from now, this world is going to change, but it's not going to change the way many of us believe that this is the shift of the pole or the end of the world or the end of the planet. None of this is going to happen, but many other things are going to happen to us that will make us understand that the system is broken, that we need to create a different financial system, that we need to accept a new idea of religion, that we have to stop fighting each other, and that it's about time to be understanding the whole karma for thousands of years, and it's about time to love each other unconditionally and create a better world. So my books, all of them, and most likely the last one that I did, has a lot to do with infusing the divine energy within our lives, and as I said, creating that extraordinary world that is meant to come, because we are approaching the golden yuga in Hinduism, which is the era of peace, of light. Hard to believe, you know, after being 5,000 years in darkness, in a low level of consciousness, that something like that is going to happen to us. But it will happen. But it's going to happen in a very interesting way, and the question is, are we prepared?
Well, we're going to get people prepared, because I think the work that you've done and being able to see it, Dr. Carmen, being able to see the pieces come together is really got to be it's just incredible for you. And so much so that, you know, folks are so plugged in to wanting to connect with you. As a matter of fact, let's bring on Michelle, because I know she dialed into the show. I got to tell you, Dr. Carmen, she dialed into the show before we were even on. So let's bring her on. Michelle, are you there?
Hi, Michelle.
I am, Dr. Pat.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
You sound good, Michelle. Your energy is very good.
Yeah, it's good energy.
Thank
what can we
you.
Help you with?
I don't know anything about numerology, so do you do, like, readings, or do I need to give you any information? Or?
Well, if you want to tell me when you're born, you know, I usually try to combine things. I enjoy doing a little bit of the ancient numerology, which is the ancient Kabbalah. I combine it with my knowledge of astrology, with the way I tap into your frequency, so kind of figure it out what's going on in your life. I, if you have a specific question, my mind will give you an answer right away. So I work in many different ways, and I'm like Dr. Pat, I'm very familiar with the field of psychology, so I try to actually create an effect in your mind. So I try to open a door that it might not be open, you know, because we live in the field of possibilities, and I also try to complement the field of psychology with everything that goes beyond it, like parapsychology, and bring a little bit of mystery into it, like even the ancient teaching of Kabbalah. That makes a lot of sense. So tell me when you're born, at least the month and the day, not the year.
Well, my birthday was yesterday, so it was 4/20, and the year is 65.
So all I can tell you that you are 65. You're a very positive energy. You have motherly energy. Do you have a daughter?
I have three sons.
Only boys? Okay. Because you're such
only
a
boy.
Great mother. So, okay, let me see. Oh, you're at the end of life. This is your last life, so you're an old soul. That explains why you dial. You're very creative, talented. But it's interesting. You're at the end of lives and at the end of a life cycle. So this is your last life in a cycle of lives if you believe in the concept of the fact that the mind doesn't die, but the body deteriorates and suffers the physical death. But your mind travels. So you've been here. You've been on Earth through centuries because you're at the end of lives. So you're in number 9, according to Kabbalah. And you also, if you calculate the year you're in, you're also at the end of a cycle in this life, which says this won't be necessarily the time to make a major move. If you want to change your career, I'll wait. If you want to buy a home, I'll wait. If you want to invest, I'll wait. So waiting will be the answer to some of the questions that you have right away according to your divine code. So according to who you are, based on your timing, based on all this philosophy in itself that is called numerology, the answer will be wait if you have whatever question, whatever major intention. The coming year will make everything possible. Plant the seed this year and wait to see the results as of 2011. I don't know what I do have a sense of a move. Do you plan to move?
Not with my home, not planning on it.
Oh, okay. Is there a decision in your career to change something, to move an office, to start something different, to start something more independent?
Yes.
Okay. So that might be what the move is all about, but I feel that you're going to see the answers. And who works with an L name, or there's a woman coming to help you here it's like a project. And you know what's interesting? Your project, Michelle, will do extremely well in the future. And there are people coming to you, like Dr. Pat said at the beginning of the show, everything happens for a reason. So people come in our life because they are a reflection of something, or they are teaching us, or they simply there because we need them. So I think that there's a woman coming during the summer who's very instrumental in helping. And also something else, you're very talented and creative. I don't know if you ever thought about writing something, have you?
No, I'm not. Thought about that.
If it's not into the writing, whatever creativity, designing, anything else, because you have a very strong sense of art, you know, and beauty. And does that make sense to you?
Yes, I would say I'm an artist, but not what I'm doing for making income. I was thinking of life coaching or helping.
I think that you will add this creative energy of yours, and you will complement it into the business. Do you have any specific questions for me?
Can you tell me anything about my marriage? I've just been long-term struggling with that.
Well,
and
this you're a number 9, I hate to be so private on the air, but I tell you this marriage was absolutely supposed to end a while back. And I don't know whether you agree with me. I probably
imagine
that you... Sorry?
Yes, I do agree.
Do you agree? I should say that this was supposed to end 7-8 years ago. I wonder whether you're holding on to this because of your kids, but I think that at this
I was just going to say 7 or 8 years ago I had another child that was our surprise baby, and now I extended it because of the 8-year
so in other baby. Words it makes sense. So that was that turning point when the marriage could have ended, and that, you know, and you know what's interesting, being a number 9 and having 3 life paths, you were meant to have 3 kids, so that surprise child was meant to be in your life. There was no mistake about that. I really found that child amazing. Do you agree with me?
Absolutely.
An amazing kid. So you actually have, the three of them are great, but the last one is just so magic. There's something so extraordinary about his potential, and you will see as the time goes by, the more this kid will continue to surprise you. He was a surprise kid, but will continue to surprise you. So, but I don't know what to say. I think karmically this relationship might be over. If you don't mind telling me when your husband was born, I can tell you what kind of a karma you actually had with him, if you want to really know.
11-14-54.
11, just a minute, 14-19-54?
Yes.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Your husband was married before or no?
Yes.
Was married before. Is there not a child from that marriage?
No.
Okay.
Well, he's had, does abortions count?
Sometimes, yeah, it's a choice. An abortion, it's a choice of saying that, okay, I'm not going to go for it, or, you know. So
he has had an abortion.
Okay. You know what? This combination doesn't work. It doesn't work. I question how you did it. How I wonder. You had a lot of wisdom. You because you were a number nine. You were the wise one. You allowing it to happen. You work very hard. But this was not your soulmate. I hate to tell you this after all these years, and I hope you don't.
No, I believe it. That's why I'm frustrated and I'm calling you.
This was a complimentary relationship, was not your match, was a free will. I suspect this was karmic, so it had to happen, but was your free will and your decision to stay much longer with this man. I personally don't really think that this, unless again, you choose to contradict me and stay in this marriage for the years to come. And remember my words, if you start 2010, the spring of 2011 with this man, so a year from now, if you start your next life cycle with this man, you will have to stay another 10 years with him. So remember this.
Oh my God.
If you put an end to this, there has never been a better time of ending it based on all the philosophy of the concept of time. So, and in your particular case, this would be that moment in time when you can say, this year I can walk away. If I wait for next year, I won't be able to walk away anymore. Because I will,
oh my God, that would be
stop
awful.
with the foot into the next cycle, and I will be trapped into another 9 to 12 year cycle. The question is, do you want to do this, or you don't? You walk away from this, there's a new man coming your way who is younger than you and who has a very strong, who will have a very strong influence in your life and is a very strong karmic connection from some previous lives. So it's up to you, whatever you choose, but I told you, I gave you the message. I told you what was important to know.
Yes, you're just the messenger. Got it. Great.
But do you think,
perfect.
Do
Thank
you feel
you so much.
That what I'm telling, does this resonate to you?
Yes, you are spot on with everything.
I'm so glad that I made my voice understood so that don't step into the next year. Always remember, this is the year you're at the end of a cycle. Whatever you finish now will be finished for the future. If you don't finish it now, then it won't get finished. So don't think that this will affect your kids because it won't, you know. It's about time to think of you, Michelle, and nobody else.
Yes, and that's what I'm thinking of. You have it right on. Exactly.
Yeah, I love you, Michelle.
Yeah, I love you too. Thank you for your message and your gift.
And listen, you're going to be fine and you're going to be so happy, and I know that I'm going to talk to you in a frame of the next 2 years. I know that. I know somehow I will have the chance to talk to you again. And the next man in your life starts with the initial D.
Well, look, thank you, Michelle. Thank you so much for calling us here.
Thank
I want to just mention Dr. Carmen Hara joining us here tonight. This is an amazing opportunity for those of you out there. It's extraordinary for us to have her on the show and to have all of you be able to connect with her. We're going to go straight through to the hour tonight. 888-815-9756 is our toll-free number. If you want to connect with her, 888-815-9756. I want to make everyone aware of her book, the latest book, The 11 Eternal Principles, and we're going to talk about them right now. Assessing the Divine Within. Dr. Carmen, thank you so much. It is so fun having you back. I am so thrilled to be speaking with you again.
You're one of my favorite people on the planet. I so much love you and admire you for the work that you do. And for me, it's a privilege and an honor to work with you. So thank you for having me.
You bet. This book, The 11 Eternal Principles of the Divine Realm, let's talk about it for a minute. You know, this has got to be your finest work. Not that your other work isn't extraordinary, but when I read the book, and we're going to talk about it and the principles in it, extraordinary is really an understatement for it. And I would love for you to talk about the book, what gave you the idea, and to introduce our audience to what the eternal principles are.
Well, Dr. Pat, you know, we all remember the law of attraction and what it did to people.
Yeah.
And the fact that that's an ancient law for thousands of years, you know, going back to the time of Abraham. And the response of the world to this law made me realize that people are actually ready to hear, to understand, to learn, to evolve, to progress. And the only problem was that one law doesn't work on its own, so you cannot write a symphony on one note. You cannot
right.
Do a soup with one ingredient. So the universe is more complex and depends on numerous laws. And the reason I choose 11, because we're in the era of 11, talking about the power of the number 11 and the fact that we're in the 11th house of Aquarius, since 2001, actually in transition in that, towards that era. So I choose 11 because it symbolizes the new beginning, you know, the end of 1 to 9 year cycle or something to an end, and the beginning with an 11 means enlightenment. And the reason I said I have to do this book is because I realize how people are disappointed about the law of attraction and questioning why this law doesn't actually really work. Well, the reason it doesn't work is because it doesn't work on its own. And this law of attraction is actually relying on the other laws that are the foundation of the universe. And the number one law of the universe is actually the law of karma. And then the law of the totality and the law of unity. So if you not taking into consideration these two laws, you might be surprised. But you're not going to see any results from the law of attraction. I said, let me do all this law, let me complement this beautiful idea of the law of attraction and make people understand that there is a way to make this law function if you infuse into your life all the other laws, and boy, we need them now more than ever before. So I actually wrote my first book on the law of karma. So my first book was actually just the beginning of my journey in writing books, and I agree with you that this is the work that brings together the other books. You know, this book that does sort of complement everything else. But I really think that this is the kind of a message that the world needs right now. And then I'm going at the end of a book and I'm talking about where the world is going from here, having to do with how we're going to heal the mind, how we're going to heal the physical body in the years to come, having to do with all this. Phenomenal changes that are about to happen to us and in which way we will involve in changing the world to create a better world. Like, I'm just giving you one simple example. As you know very well, you as a doctor and as such a renowned psychologist, you know very well that people have trouble in their mind. And you know that people take medication. We live in the world of Prozac and in the world of addiction and pills, and we see all these celebrities dying. Well, guess what? In the years to come, we're not going to depend so much on the magic pill. I mean, the humanity will reach the conclusion that that's not the way to actually treat the mind, and that's not the way to treat the body through the pills. So indirectly, we're eliminating the addiction. The way to treat will be treating the behavior at the cellular level. So I think that when you look into the behavior of the cell, and if the cell has a weird behavior, what the cell will do will create an autoimmune disorder, will create cancer in the body or a disturbance in the brain. So the moment when we start treating the body that way at the cellular level, at the behavior problem of the molecules, we will be in a phase of overcoming all of these diseases, you know. And so I think that's where humanity goes. So that's why my book is interesting, because it has this chapter at the very end talking about all of these discoveries and changes at the level of the religion, at the level of the economy when it comes to the monetary system. And so people need to know. People need to be aware that the day will come when we're not going to see this discrepancies anymore in the economy. And the fact that this recession happens, that we have the economic evil and all this bad situation that is happening to us, is happening because the system is broken and will be replaced with a different system. And as Nietzsche used to say in science, we create chaos. Chaos will be created to create progress. So we go first to the chaos, and that's exactly what humanity is now. And I said, in a state of chaos, we need to imply the divine. We need to infuse the divine to be strong, to raise the level of awareness that actually this is a necessary process. And it's the end of an era. It's the end of the last 5,000 years and the beginning of the next season in the cosmic year. We've been in the lowest level of awareness for 5,000 years. We've been in darkness. We've been bad to each other. Everything we did, everything we've created was with the destructive purpose. I mean, we made airplanes, we throw them in the World Trade Center, bombs, we throw them on Hiroshima, guns, we kill each other. Everything that humanity did it in the wrong way. So it's time for us to stop doing it, gather the collective mind, you know, acknowledge that the universe works, and do something good for each other. And to be able to survive this time, there's no other way to do it, in my opinion. So this is the reason of my book and making especially people understand of all the laws that exist in the universe and what they really do. And they are so simple. And you know, Dr. Pat, these laws are forever versus our man-made laws that can never fix your problem. Our laws always change. Like one of the human laws, man-made laws, is killing. Killing is man-made. Suffering is man-made. The idea of time is man-made. Jealousy, judgment, everything is man-made. According to the divine, those things don't exist. You know, the divinity exists in totality, in wisdom, in love, in harmony, in abundance, in attraction, because what's within the universe and within ourselves, we will attract. The universe is in continuous transformation and evolution. The universe gives you the chance to manifest whatever you want in your life, and there are infinite possibilities for all of us. So I'm trying to combine all these ideas to make people understand that using them is key for that transformation I'm talking about.
Well, one of the things that I love about what you do is that, you know, you bring together in what I call a circle of knowledge. And that's what I love about this body of work for you. I know, Dr. Carmen, you have talked about this for years, but the way that you've laid this out, for example, let me give you an example and then we're going to take our call from Jim. You know, let me give you an example. The way that you've laid out, and I'm just going to give one example, one of the laws, you do talk about the law of attraction and then you do talk about the law of manifestation. But in between those two laws, between the seventh and the ninth eternal principle, you put in the law of evolution. Here's what's brilliant. What you say in this law is that God intends for us to continually evolve to a higher state of consciousness. So if we enact the law of attraction or the law of manifestation without going to that next level of consciousness for us, then we are actually creating opposing energies that cannot manifest. Don't you think?
Absolutely. That's exactly the way I thought when I did the book.
Yes. So let's go to the phone. We've got lots more with my friend and colleague, Dr. Carmen Howard. We've got Jim waiting on the line. He's calling in from Ohio. Jim, welcome to the show. How are you today, and what can we help you with?
Thank you. Yeah, hi. I was just wondering what you saw for my life.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? I think I need that number 8.
Do you mind telling me when you're born, Jim? Just I want to see where you are right now.
Akron, Ohio.
No, where
okay.
you are
What's
in your life. If you give me your birthday, the day and the month of your birth, you know, that will give me an idea of some of the things that are happening to you as we speak.
Yep.
Okay, March 11th, 1955.
Okay, I'm born in 55, so we... Okay, hold on. And I'm born in March, too. What I can tell you, which is interesting in your life, is that you now... entered the year of karma. You did already. As of March, you're in the year 8. That's what you were telling me when you said about 8?
Well, I mean, you were talking about the laws or principles,
yes.
And I was thinking I need that evolution or consciousness upgrade.
Yeah, thank you. I love the way you're talking about that. A consciousness upgrade. That's got to be Dr.
upgrade, I think, meets everybody, and that's so brilliant. The way you put it, you know, it's so brilliant.
Really?
And you know what's interesting about you, Jim? Your code of life, so you have your genetics, you have your genetic code, but you also have your divine code that has a lot to do with when you're born. So if you add all your numbers together, 3, 11, 1955, it equals a 7. Now 7, according to the ancient teaching, is associated with the planet Neptune, which is the planet of the metaphysics. So everything that go beyond the physics, people who have that kind of a divine code are people who are very intuitive, very spirit, very needy of spirituality. And they've, and probably even too sensitive. I don't know if you see that about you, too emotional sometimes. Trying always to do things the right way. And sometimes through life you get lost in trying to do everything perfect. It simply doesn't really work that way. But in terms of your timing, as we speak, you are entering a year that will be till March of the next year, which is called a karmic year. What is going to happen in this year? What hasn't happened for you in the last 16 years, which will be recognition, something financially very positive, even you inherit something, or money might come to you from an unexpected source, something that has to do with... a major decision that has to do with work. Either you end the chapter and start something new, something different, or you feel like I'm done with this. Do you have that feeling, by the way, that you have end the chapter and start a new one?
Well, I'd like to, but I still don't know what my life purpose is.
Well, your life purpose is, which because you're a number 7, is to actually... help involve yourself in this process that everybody tries to get involved that has to do with the mind work. You're also very, you know, one of the things that is missing in your divine code has to do with how to plan the financial energy. Do you think you are very well established in this life financially?
No.
No, of course not, because you're missing the 4 and the 8, so... When you miss that, then you might look at your life at a certain age and say, okay, I was not able to do this. Don't worry, not so relevant, but something that is really relevant about you is where your life will go in a frame of a year. Change is going to happen in your consciousness. Sorry?
I'm sorry. You were breaking up.
I was saying that the changes that will happen to you at the level of your consciousness will be extraordinary. Now, let me ask you something, Jim. Is your mother deceased?
No, she's still living.
She's still living? Okay. You have a female, you know, like someone who's not in who's in the spirit world that I see very clearly. And she's showing me an M name, and I have no idea who this woman is. And she talks to me about someone who's called either John or Joseph. I have no idea who that is. And think a little bit if this resonates in somebody who you had a connection with in this life, who might not be with us at this level, who might be probably deceased.
No, not really.
Okay, well, if it doesn't come right away, sometimes it happens, it doesn't resonate, and then it resonates a year, an hour later or a day later. So it will come to you, and you will know what I'm telling you. And all I can say that this might have something to do with your father's side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you have 2 children, Jim?
Well, I have one child and 2 adopted child.
Oh, okay.
Three total.
3 in total. Do you have a boy, a girl, and then another girl?
Yes.
Okay. I see a very strong connection to two of them. Even if one of you, one of yours is not necessarily biologically yours, is only adapted, but it's yours. Okay. So your question is, in fact, to me, where is your life purpose? I think our life purpose is all the same. You know, try to do something good, try to help, which you're doing. You're doing good for your kids, you're doing good for the world, for the community, for everybody. But I think that you are about to find much more about you during this year. And I should say from now on to February next year, you will probably understand my message with more clarity. It's going to take you a while to kind of finally reach the conclusion. I kind of know what the woman was telling me. I was not very clear at that point. It seemed like vague, but you will know. You will understand where your life will take you. And I do know for sure that this name that I'm telling you will play a big role during 2010. If this is someone you don't know who it is for now, you have no idea what I'm saying, you will know. You feel free to let me know, send me an email when you are able to understand, because it's like me trying to put the pieces of the puzzle for your life right now. I know this is a good year for you. I know it's a year of many new decisions that have to do with work. I think you'll access your own identity during this year. I think you'll accomplish a lot of good. And I think you're extremely intuitive, and you might have probably interesting dreams. I don't know if you're aware of them. I don't know if you pay attention. Do you?
Well, I don't remember them generally too much.
Well, I wish that you wake up in the morning and you just wake up. The dreams are gone. If you wake up without opening the eyes, then the dreams are still there. And I think in your case, because you're a number seven, you have very interesting connection with your subconscious mind, and those things, they do come in dreams. And if you pay attention from now on, you realize what I'm telling you also.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks for calling in tonight. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much.
And we wish you all the best on your journey. Sounds like it's going to be fascinating one.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Jim.
You bet. Thank you. Dr. Carmen, before we continue, I would love to take a minute to make sure our listeners have your website and know how to contact you directly or find out more about you. So why don't we take a minute to give out some information. I want to make sure folks can plug into you immediately.
Well, my website is actually my name, of course, www.carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N, H-A-R-R-A, Carmen Hara, one word, my name, .com. CarmenHara.com is my site. You can go and see all my books, my TV shows. I was 3 days ago on CBS. You can see me on The View, Good Morning America. I've been twice recently. You can see me on Fox. I've been like four times in the last 4 months. So I've been on a lot of TV shows lately, and you can watch them and tell me what you think. You can absolutely see my books, and if you're interested, of course, you can find them at every bookstore. And I'm working on a new book, by the way. I want everybody to know my new book, Dr. Pat. I'm so excited about this idea. It's called Happiness. So it goes from the idea of the law of the totality into also interconnected. So I'm kind of developing this idea, I think, in an interesting way. I'm excited about the new one, too.
So what's the name of the book again? Give us again.
The new book is called The Holiness. My new book that I just sold is called The Holiness. It's going to come out in 8 months.
Well, one of the things that I love, it's so good to have you on, and you are renowned. I mean, television, radio, you name it. The work that you do, how you help people, and certainly your predictions, you know, it's really something that people do talk about. But what I love about you, Dr. Carmen, is that you allow people to be who they are and offer some guidance and assistance for them to take if they choose along the way. One of the things that you talk about in the book, and boy, we're not able to give everything out in the book because the phones are off the hook. You talk about the law of non-locality. And I want to talk with you about this after we get Jody calling in from Ohio. Because I think what you, maybe it'll come into play in this conversation, because what you talk about is a law that defies the law of time and space and the participation of co-creation of what seems to be impossible. And that, I think, is such a piece of the puzzle in how you put all this together. Because if we don't believe that there is something that we could create that doesn't exist today in our lives, none of these laws are going to make any sense at all.
Absolutely. I cannot agree with you more.
Yeah. Let's get Jody. Jody's waiting. Jody's calling in. We got another Jody. We got another call from Ohio. We got it hot in Ohio tonight. Hey, Jody, welcome to the show.
Hi, my Jody. How are you?
Hey, Jody, are you there? I don't know. We must
Hello?
Have lost Jody. Oh,
Hello?
There you are. Hey, can you hear
Hello?
Us okay? Jody?
I can hear you. Yes.
Okay. Hey,
I can hear you, too.
Welcome to the show. What can we do for you tonight?
I was just going to, you know, go with the flow. You know, I'm a dreamer myself, but for a little while I have felt spiritually lost in that connection. And I think it has a lot to do with what's surrounding me. But I was wondering if there was something more that I could do to keep it from not being so caught up in everything going around me to where I let the dreams fade.
Yeah, I mean, you're making a point, I tell you. This the physical world around us, you get trapped into the daily routine, you know, and you don't have a moment to go inside you and you listen to your soul, listen to your emotional needs, listen to the things that go within you, you know, for your own evolution. You don't have time for that. And then, of course, the outside world can put a lot of pressure. That's why I think the whole idea of meditation exists, because it allows you to go inward, you know, and make peace with you and understand your action, your karma, where you are in the world, which phase you are in, what exactly you're going from here, what are your values, you know, what matters for you. I listen to your voice and I find you like someone very lovely, very sweet, very kind, very willing to learn, to go there, to be in that place of magic and beauty and excitement. So, and I think that there's a lot of pressure on you. I don't know if you agree with me. Do you feel pressured by work? Do you feel pressured by the environment? What exactly in your mind is happening right now that you feel under so much stress?
Oh, I had an accident at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had four surgeries. And now I'm too much of a risk. They don't want me back at work. So I'm kind of financially stressed. I mean,
you know,
I have money and I get paid, but that has put the worry of not knowing tomorrow. You know,
mm-hmm.
when I was working, you know, I had retirement and I had my 401k and I had my insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But not knowing what's going to be there tomorrow has put on a lot of stress.
Well, I tell you that you will find another job. And the job will come in between 2 months to 4 months. I promise you there is a new job. I think you, are you willing to take this offer when it comes?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you will be very happy, and you will feel much better in many ways than where you were before. You have to close that chapter and don't even ever look back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you will feel more stable. The money will be pretty good. It's going to be for quite a long period of time, so you'll feel very stable in this place. People will love you. You like the environment.
Great.
It sounds really, really good. It sounds, I'm excited.
Oh, thank you. Finally, something to be excited for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
That's
you've
wonderful.
Been in this incertitude. You've been in this doubtful situation. You've been, as I said, stressed. So you walk away from the stress into a nice environment. There are good people there helping you. A lot of female energy, women, 3, 4, 5 women, but you will get along with them. You know, sometimes it's not easy to get along with the people. In your particular case, that's why it looks good, because the place, the situation, the people you will be dealing with, it will be nice. So you will feel safer, more protected. You will feel this situation will last, and it's exactly what you need. It's exactly what you need.
That is so, so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So wonderful. I also do work in healing. I can actually do it in dreams, but I can do it with my hands as well. And I, because of the stress, I've slowly slipped away from that. And I'm just, how do I get it back? I mean, how do I get
it? Well, what stress does is paralyzes your perception, you know. It doesn't allow your hands to be a conduit of energy anymore. It doesn't allow you to receive or to send or not even to function at the same vibration like you used. And usually, I want to tell you something, when there's a lot of stress, what will follow under a lot of stress will be an accident, a tragedy, a sickness. You know, when there's not enough energy going through, that fluid of cosmic energy doesn't flow through us. At a certain frequency, what happens to our physical body, the body deteriorates, is aging, we're getting sick. Those problems that I was talking before with the autoimmune disorder and cancer and stuff like that are very frequent when there's a lot of stress. One of the saying is that, okay, the stress can kill us, and it's true. It's actually very true. So I want you to kind of decide as of this very moment to say, I'm not going to allow stress in my life. This I have to take it away from my mind, from the dictionary, from my words. I will never verbalize it. Do you know that your words can change your own DNA? Your words have so much power and frequency that will get everything back to you. Do you want to get your healing power back? Acknowledge it, you know. Sit and for 5 minutes, you know what I mean, and see how that bright light energy that resonates around you is just growing, is just becoming stronger, and how you feel the heat in your hands and in your solar plexus, and you will be a better healer than ever before for your own self, because it comes with healing you. And then you will be able to heal the people you love and the people around you. And you know, and then you live in that stage of harmony, and then everything is good and you're feeling good about your world. And then you can actually attract whatever you want. Attraction comes secondary, not first. So if you say, I want to attract the job, before you attract the job I'm talking about, you create your own healing. So that comes after you already restore that field of energy.
You know, I'm so glad I called. Thank you very much. The thing is, I knew that, and I guess I needed somebody to remind me.
Yeah, validating and empowering the mind is an amazing psychological process, and Dr. Pat knows better than anybody because she's the best. So this is a psychological process that you needed this. You needed your mind, you know, to acknowledge that this is the way, and you will be more than fine. You will be, you know, happier than ever, I promise you that.
Yeah, Jody,
okay,
one of the things
wonderful.
I want to say to you is that what people don't realize, but that has been a part of the show since the day I started to do it 6 years ago, is that we are all connected. So I want to tell you that you called in with concerns that probably thousands of people have. You asked questions that folks that are listening to this show now, or whether or not they listen to it next week in Australia, are thinking about. So in a sense, your courage to come on and ask the question has helped countless people. That's why there's a ripple effect to higher consciousness, you see?
Right.
Absolutely.
Yes, I believe so. Thank you guys very much.
I
want to really
thank you for doing it. I want to thank you, Jody, because what you've done is you've asked the first question. The question that you've asked is, how can I become more empowered in my life? You know, please, somebody witness my life with me. And we were thrilled to do it. So thank you so much, Jody. Thank you for calling in today.
All right.
I love you, my Jody. Love you.
I love you, too.
Oh. And this is, you know, Dr. Carmen, I have said this for years, how I absolutely adore our listeners. They are the best anywhere. I learn so much from them. And I bet you do too. You're in front of thousands
of
people.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. What do you believe your purpose is here? I know that we're getting ready to wrap up, but I'm sure that you had to look at your life, look at the gift that you've been given, wonder, how did I get this? But here now, where your voice seems to be louder than ever in terms of how many people want to listen, radio, television. How do you make sense of this? How do you see yourself right now in the world?
You know, I feel like I'm on a mission, like I have something to accomplish. It's exactly like someone who's on a mission to rescue an animal or to do something good or to plant a seed. You know, I feel like I have this flag and it says, you know what I mean? Let's come together. Let's do something. I'm here. If you need me, I'm here. You know, and we have to do this now because it's so important. There's no time to waste. You know, this is, as we said, we're reaching the end of times. We will reach. Have you heard of the Schumann resonance, Dr. Pat? I'm sorry to ask you this, but you know, the Schumann resonance is something that has been scientifically proven that, in fact, we don't have 24 hours anymore. We have 16 hours. And we will notice that something that seemed to be longer, as a day seemed to be longer, seems shorter and shorter. And people will start to acknowledge, and in 2012, which is like around the corner, we will have zero time. When the sun is not going to come from the south, it's going to come from the north, and everything is going to turn around, the whole perception. So that's why I think this is time for people like you and me to raise our voices of that's the unity, the holiness, the totality. This is what we need right now, and we need to scream that let's change the world, because otherwise, you know, if we're not doing it now, I'm afraid it might be too late. And it doesn't have to be necessary with the shift of the pole, because that's not going to happen right now. It's not going to happen for another 100 years. But what's going to happen, all these changes with the alignment of the planet, you know, and all this collapse of a system, and you know what's going to happen? The collapse of the satellites will be wiped out for a while, and we will wake up one day without a television, without a cellular, without communication, with the crash of the computer. Let's imagine that not in a negative way, as a necessary process to create a different system on Earth. So the question is, are we ready for that? Are we ready to accept that possibility? And if that will happen, how prepared is humanity? So am I on a mission? I think I am.
Well, you know, I mean, I really get the sense that you are. You and I have gotten to talk on air a number of different times.
Yes, thank you so much
really
for that.
And it's really clear, yeah, with the book that you've written and the mission that you're on, that there are many people out there that are going to learn, just like tonight. You know, we all get to learn from listening to folks that are out there like you that are living their lives to the fullest. And I got to thank you. I mean, as I've said before, this book is incredible. I want to make sure everybody out there has your website, carmenhara.com, Carmen, H-A-R-R-A.com. And if you can't find her there, go to the Dr. Pat Show website, simply drpatlive.com, and you're going to see her picture right on my homepage, and you'll be able to get to more information. I've got one question to ask you here as we wrap up, Dr. Carmen, and I want to thank you so much for joining me.
I thank you, Dr. Pat. I thank you. I'm so grateful to you.
If there were one thing that you could suggest to the people that are listening to the show tonight that may be at the place where Jody was, Jim, or Michelle, what would that one thing be?
That there's hope, that and again, the same thing, that we are in a moment of transformation, and we should stick together. I think it's all about acknowledging how the mind is interconnected, and this is key for tomorrow. And the one sentence will be, don't be afraid, you know. Always make things happen. Always get the best of things. Always make the best of your life. And always infuse that divine within your life, because you can't go wrong using this beautiful principle versus the man-made law that we've been using for thousands of years. So I love you, Dr. Pat, and I love everybody listening, and I love the whole world. And love is the healing force that will help us, you know, break through this and, as I said, create that magic world in the future, and live longer lives, and live happier, and live more fulfilled without these tragedies and nightmares and diseases. And so I think it's time. I think that's what the end of a world and the beginning of a new world, this is all about, a better tomorrow.
Well, I absolutely thank you so much for joining us here tonight, and I couldn't agree with you more. For those of you that want to find out more, and for those of you that have listened to the show and are wondering, how do I get to change my life? How do I find my life purpose? I want to direct you to Dr. Carmen's book, The 11 Eternal Principles, Accessing the Divine Within, Dr. Carmen Hara. This is, for me, this is one of her finest works. And let me tell you, folks, she has done some incredible works. Her books are phenomenal. If you have an opportunity to see her in person, please get out there and do that. And remember, she said it best. You know, we are here to live an incredible life. Whether you are learning more about the law of manifestation, the law of destiny, the law of abundance, the law of evolution, whatever it is. One of the things that we want to share with you and we want to support you along is the fact that you are amazing beings. And so that's our job, to make sure that we remind you every day. Thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Carmen, again, thank you so much.
I love you, Dr. Pat. You are the best, and your work is amazing. I love you.
I love you, Dr. Carmen, and someday maybe Dr. Carmen and I'll actually get together.
Oh, yay!
Absolutely. She's in my hometown, New York. All right, everyone, thank you for tuning us in. For more information, or if you've missed any part of this, go to the drpatshow.com website or Dr. Pat Live. For all the folks that are pushing all the right buttons to make this show happen, and the folks that you don't hear very much from behind the scenes here at the studio, you are the best. We'll see you next time, everyone.